Moose, I guess at what point last year did you decide that this game here was your first love?
I think it was when I was watching playoff baseball and the Phillies were in the playoffs, and I couldn't keep my eyes off baseball tonight, and it was just something that it's almost like I had to have it. And I was in Boise talking with my roommates, and I'm kind of was like, you know, I can actually do this. And then I started talking with Brian Gump and Matt Rosati, and I was like, you know, this is actually feasible that I can make a comeback and play the game again. And going to Boise was something I had to do for my life at the time. I don't regret it one bit. I'm really happy with what took place, and I'm just very fortunate that I got another opportunity, and I'm trying to make the most of it right now.
When you went to Boise, did you think that you would, you know, field your last ground ball?
I actually did. I never thought I would be playing baseball ever again. That was what I decided. I was going to play basketball and go to school and live life that way. And it's crazy how life works. It was a roller coaster ride, but I'm glad I'm on the right tracks right now.
When you picked up the basketball, you know, you started to shoot again. How many of your first, say, 20 free throws did you make?
You know, when you're away from the game, you actually come back shooting pretty well. So I did fine. I was real happy the way I was shooting it. And I can't thank Leon Rice enough at Boise State for giving me the opportunity to go play with them. And just like I said, just enjoyed it so much and so glad that I had that opportunity to clear up that what if of life that I've always had ever since the day I signed. So I'm glad I'm back in a baseball uniform, though, for sure.
He had recruited you to Gonzaga, right, when you were in high school?
I had talked with him. He didn't recruit me, but we had chatted several times, yeah.
What did you like most about basketball?
It's just a different game. I grew up playing it. I would play on my dad's rec ball team as a young kid, and I loved it. It's not like baseball where if you get an at-bat and you mess up, then you got to wait another three innings to get another chance. Basketball, you can mess up and go make up for it right away. It's a fast-paced game. It's a real competitive game, and I was pretty blessed with ability, which always is nice in a sport. So, yeah, I guess that's what I like the most about it.
How did your, you know, the workouts and stuff that you did for basketball, how did you have to change those when you decided that you wanted to come back to baseball?
Well, I actually lost 25 pounds right away when I got into basketball, just because all the running. I hadn't ran that much in a long time, so my workouts changed drastically from running all the time to just pretty much bulking up and trying to put muscle and weight back on. So it's definitely night and day, the workouts and the transition I had to make, but it seemed to work out for me.
Where would you say you are now in your game compared to, say, where you were when you last played in 09?
Well, not from my last 2 weeks, but I actually feel like I'm ahead of where I was then. I'm more committed. I'm so committed to the game, and I want to be here. I want to be at the field every day. And unfortunately, I couldn't say that before. I didn't necessarily want to be at the field. And every morning I wake up now, I want to come to the field, and I want to go hit, and I want to take ground balls. And when you're committed to something, it's amazing what you can do than when you're not committed to something.
I know you got Murphy here with you now, but do you still talk to a lot of the guys from when you were with Lakewood in 08 and 09?
We all keep tabs on each other. And I mean, you move up the line when I was in Clearwater earlier this year, some of those guys. But, you know, it's a family. When you're a part of an organization, you're all keeping tabs on each other, rooting for each other and all. So it's nice to have Murphy here, though. We have a good time together, and it's nice to have a person like Jim on board with me.
Last question. It seems you could still pick it at third. Who was the guy you liked watching at third base growing up?
Scott Rowland was always my guy, and a lot of people say I resemble him in a lot of ways, even the way I walk and move, and he was a basketball guy and everything. And I'm trying to be my own player, but Scott Rowland's not a bad guy to emulate, just the way he goes about his business and whatnot.
Moose, thanks so much. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet.